fear their rejection.
Or more, I used to beg for validation.
And I used to wait to be seen.
But now, no more.
No more.
No more.
Malta, be your best.
Hey, put a spotlight on me. Now let me tell you this. I used to care for the world's opinion.
And I used to fear their rejection.
Or more, I used to beg for validation.
And I used to wait to be seen.
But now, no more.
No more.
No more.
'Cause my time.
My time.
My time.
My own time is now. So what are you waiting for?
I'm still Malta. Be your best.
Hey, put a spotlight on me. Now let me tell you this. I used to care for the world's opinion.
And I used to fear their rejection.
Or more, I used to beg for validation.
And I used to wait to be seen.
But now, no more.
No more.
No more.
'Cause my time.
My time.
My time.
My own time is now. So what are you waiting for?
I'm still Malta. Be your best.
You're listening to Jimmy Disu.
Jimmy Disu.
Right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Nigeria Info.
Yeah, good morning, everybody. Today's Wednesday. The Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu, brought to you by Amstel Malta. Wednesday today is Tebumi Day. And I have in the studio with me a precious voice that you heard about 2 weeks ago. Precious Iyabo Ido. She's known more as Precious Iyabo. She's a media person, apparently. Even at that time I spoke to her, she was an intern here. But this intern self. You know, when you hear intern, you're thinking of some young person. But when I checked, she's a media person. She has about 5,000 people on Instagram. And how many do you have on? Do you still tweet, though? Because of the federal government. Open your What? You want us to use body language or eye language or what?
No.
Okay, today's the album. You've heard this program before, haven't
yes,
you?
Yes, I have.
Yes, I'm sure you have. So you know what it's all about. Adimumi, good morning. Happy birthday to Chief Bayo. Is he a chief self? I don't know. But Bayo Dulan, honorable Bayo Dulan. He turned 70 on Monday. Unfortunately, I couldn't attend. It's good. Now, Adimumi, the next Amala you're going to have, you have to get somebody to check the certificates of vaccination at the gate of your house. That's a new rule. Okay, let's get down to business. Precious Iyabo is here. You've seen some of the things that I have here. Let me see. It's not my mother-in-law's business how I raise my child. My daughter-in-law takes out her frustration on her kids. He's married but special. Drugs turned him into a monster. That's by Vanessa. And hubby thought I couldn't get back on my feet. Let's deal with his married but special, okay?
Okay.
Are you married, by the way?
No, I'm not.
Are you engaged?
No.
Are you intended?
Not yet.
Are you available?
No.
I was going to tell the guys to run to YouTube. Is it? So I run a quiet dating service, you know. There are some characters out there, a lot of my fans out there who say, Uncle Jimmy, who is this one now? So they keep asking questions. So you're not, why are you not available? You don't have a husband, you don't have a boyfriend, why are you not available?
Because I think there are more pressing issues to be focused on than relationships.
It's a pressing issue.
How? It's not like I'm in a hurry to get married or something.
Amma, don't shout at me now. I will just answer. I don't know why some people. It's a nice excuse if you don't want a guy to toast you, but hey, I'm just asking you now. But when I hear that there are more pressing issues, having a partner is also a pressing issue.
But there's no point going
because
into
it puts your life. It puts your life into a balance. It puts it in some kind of balance.
My life has always been balanced, right?
Come on. You've always been starting. If you are still alone, you're standing on one leg. So you don't think there's a need for you to have a partner, either married or boyfriend or this or that?
I'm not saying there's no need. But of what, how do you start something where you know you're not really going to be committed because
this
you have
thing,
other things?
This thing should go pari passu. This thing should go pari passu. Anyway, don't mind me. You know, I think life is a matter of choice, really.
Yeah.
It's a matter of knowing what you want. But you will get married someday.
Definitely.
Do you believe in the marriage institution?
Yes, I do.
You look forward to, you know,
yes,
having about 4 or 5 children and things
Abba.
Like that.
No,
I'm just asking.
A daycare. No.
I'm just asking an innocent question. No.
5 is too much.
5 is too much.
For me.
2.
Maybe 2 or 3 max.
But wait a minute. Suppose you have a husband who he hasn't told you early enough, and then he says, okay, look, honey, let's quickly get this out of the way because there are 4 more to go. And then you say that, sorry, I can't do it. Would you allow him to go somewhere else to get the remaining 3?
We'd have actually talked before getting married on the things we want. So we actually discussed number of children too. So.
Can you discuss the number of children? Don't you leave that to God?
When we discuss,
you can plan
we know,
it.
Yeah, definitely. When we talk, I know that this is what we want.
After and this is what we don't
what
want.
We want to keep planning the remaining, like, please.
I can't answer.
I must
greet. You know him, don't you?
Yes, I do.
All right, let's get down to business. Anifat says his marriage was special. I'm divorced with grown-up children and have a decent job. Okay?
Okay.
His divorce grown-up children. 2 months ago, I received a text message from a work colleague saying how he felt about me, and some of the things he told me were really flattering. Now, you know, there are some people who have this... it's like some people who send you prayers. They say, this prayer is a lie. They'll send it to about 50 people. You know, so maybe this guy is one of them. He has this nice poem that
he has already composed it somewhere.
What he composed there is in his saved. Which one to copy and paste? All he needs to do is just press forward and click 50. But she got flattered, and she says for once in my women can be vain sometimes. So, and she said he told me some of the things he told me were really flattering. I've heard this woman been all her life. And then said, for once in my life, I felt really special. In all the years we were married, my husband never spoke to me that way. And he could have meant it to a poor guy. The husband, there are some people who just don't know how to express themselves. And some see it as a weakness. How can you go and tell the woman that you love her? You're fine. You know, some men believe you must not put your eye on the ground. Oh, God, I'm doing direct translation from Yoruba to English. You must not put your eye on the ground. Oh, God, for a woman, if you go and tell her you love her now, the issue of the car she wants to buy will crop up. The issue of this and the issue of that will crop up. So they're best left alone. You don't believe that happens, do you? You look surprised.
I don't believe that, no. Because I believe you telling your wife and making her feel special is part of what still helps you keep her. Apart from the fact that she wants to be in the house. That's like part of what helps you keep her.
So are you now recommending that a man must always tell his wife she looks... What if she doesn't look special, Lunko?
I won't say she looks special. Once you are together, no one else
will
look more special than I do.
My mother of blessed memory, she told me that I must never lie. If the woman is not looking special, she's not looking special. What is it?
Then you tell her what the problem is and she'll fix it.
You can tell the woman that she's not looking special.
There's a way you will say it. If she's your wife, your wife is your best friend, you should be able to know how to drop some things with her.
Teach me. I'm very ignorant. I don't know how to... Okay, anyway, let's still leave that. I said, I'd always like this man. Aha! You see? That's where the cocoa is. I'd always like this man, but never thought he'd fancy someone like me. So she had been looking at him, looky, and never thought that he would, you know. You get it. Open your eyes now.
Yes,
your eyes are
I
too
do.
Dim.
No, I'm trying to.
I can't see your eyeballs. It's too dim. You remind me of, you know what? Those cowboys in cowboy movies, they cover their head. All you can see is slit head. They say, we've seen each other a few times, but the problem is that he's married. But my heart is saying, do you have your phone here or something? But aha, is it on? Okay, Philip. It says, my head is saying having an affair is wrong, but my heart is saying the opposite. I just can't get him out of my mind. And she should come. Abby, what do you think?
He's married.
Is that an offense?
Yes, a very big one. Is it a disease? That's like even you disrespecting his wife. The fact that she's...
No, tell me now. I mean, so she can't continue with him. Is that what you're saying?
She shouldn't even have started, basically. Like,
yeah, but sometimes your heart can take control of your head.
But when you think of the things to put into consideration, you just really have to take the
sometimes
hurt
we don't think,
move.
We just plunge into this.
How won't we think?
Not me now. I'm not
okay,
the one.
Okay, okay. Even if you go into it for the first time,
yes.
By the second time you're supposed to meet, you should have been able to think before
you already caught. There's no time to think again.
You catch me just like that on the second one.
Don't forget that this woman is a loner.
Yes.
Probably lonely.
Definitely.
She's divorced. She has grown up children who every
they
Friday
go their own way.
They go their own way, and she's all alone. And this man in his benevolence. You know, a good Samaritan is there.
Okay, what I think is, this woman has always seen this man, and then he never made any attempts initially.
He didn't. Then he started sending sweet things.
Then suddenly, because she's supposed to even think about it, like, this person that doesn't look at me, doesn't pay attention to me, someone I felt was out of my league, and then you're suddenly coming to me with flattering words.
Pressure. How many times did I call you?
Once.
No. It was calling you. There are times a man, but even women, you know, he was calling. It will call your attention. Okay, you see, there are sometimes even women do it. You like a guy, but you know, you keep frowning your face, you know, keep looking as if it doesn't matter. Whereas the guy could have spotted that long time ago. Maybe he was even trying to hold himself. I don't encourage extramarital this thing, though. I mean. Having said that, you know, let's get that clear. But we can have a discussion on it. These things do happen. They do happen. So you think that she should just leave it?
She should leave him. Because first, it's going to cost her a lot, starting from her job. Because by the time you're dating a married person who happens to be your colleague, if you guys end up having any messy situation, you might not even be able to focus at work.
What kind of messy situation?
Anything can happen at
the
end.
What about the Rolando situation? Not just messy.
Anything can happen at the end, though. Then you're at the office, you see
what
this
are
person.
The things, what are the things that can happen at the end? Give me two options.
The worst that will happen, either she gets caught by the wife, or it breaks up and starts saying, like, really spiteful words to her. Because the fact that she made herself available to a married man, she has already crossed the line. So this man will talk to her with no regards and all those things. And then when they see her work, this is going to mess with her health in a sense that and I have to see you every day. Like, how am I supposed to focus, even if I'm trying to get over the pain or anything?
You are not a believer in office romance.
If the person isn't married, I'm good. But not the fact that I'm married. Like, why am I even stressing myself for a married man? Why?
You make it sound as if a married man is a man who has caught some kind of disease.
No, you're married. You're married for crying out loud. If you wanted to be in the street, you won't tie someone's
wife.
They are pointing at me. Why are you pointing at me?
No, I want to say they have put on the mic. You will put on the mic. Say something.
I was going to
tell her in Yoruba English that they have put on their wanted to mic. So say something.
Nothing.
Okay, so we can now put off your mic.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. There goes. So you make it look as if a married man is a man who's carrying a disease, a hunchback, a liability.
No, you're not carrying.
They should be.
But you are already someone's soulmate. Just remain there. We don't need you outside anymore.
But African men in Africa, men are allowed to be polygamists. You could jolly well be his second wife.
Why should I want to be someone's second wife?
Why can't you be?
Why? Why can't I be?
What is in being number one?
Why can't I be your only option?
Stop posing, no jare. This one, how do you say? You're going short and going tall. You need to watch this on YouTube. Go to YouTube and say, what is it? This person is too much. Supposedly he wants you to be a second wife. What is there anything wrong with that? He's allowed.
See, the truth is, we all have.
It is allowed. Want.
Yes, it's allowed.
What part of Yoruba land are you from?
I'm from Osun.
Osun? Uh-huh. Is that not where Kabiyesi? How many wives does he have? She's from Osun State. Don't you know the number one this thing of the source? How many Oloris does he have?
Who is that?
I cannot mention his name. Let us move.
Are you talking about Oni?
Yes.
Okay.
He's allowed to.
Yes, it's allowed.
Yes.
But everybody have their own preference. I cannot be someone's second wife, and they are choosing me. Are choosing
nobody,
only me.
Nobody. Why are you so selfish? What is the problem? I would have asked you one question that will floor you now. But let me have mercy on you. I was just trying to tease her. To choose the precious, if you want to know what Aunty Bumi thinks of this, go buy the paper. Okay, go buy the paper. Which other one do I have now? What was the time now? Yes, 9:20. Hobby thought I couldn't get back on my feet. This is Joko, and Joko says that I'm a married woman. She's 43 years old. She has 4 children. And she used to be the legal secretary of a company until I was edged out in a bitter, boardroom brawl. As to be expected, my confidence took a bashing, on top of which my savings dwindled, so she lost her job and so on and so forth. At first, I had the sympathy of my husband, okay, when he began to complain about the quality of food he was getting. Maybe he was downgraded from what is the famous Eja Obokun? He was now downgraded to Kuti. So she started complaining. I explained to him that I wasn't earning a salary. I couldn't augment the housekeeping fund he was giving me. He became cold and distant and sometimes refused food until I found out. Ah, man. God forgive us, man. Until I found out that he was having an affair a couple of streets away from us. Let's say that you are in Entimiyang. He was having an affair in Oniru. Why did I use that kind of example? let's say that he was living around Stadium Isulele, that he was having an affair at Onipan is too far.
Maybe
at Ojuelegba.
Okay,
Ojuelegba. Oh, Tedjo Show, near one of my listeners' houses, who I'm sure is listening to me now. That one will be saying, Emagba, Mike GB is going to call my name. So. No, don't worry, I won't call your name. So, where was I reading? So, I confronted him and he was really upset, saying he had to eat decent meals once in a while. Well, as God would have it, some factions broke away from my old company to form a new firm, and I was invited as executive director. Mama bounced back. I was able to raise the money they asked for, and the company is doing well. My self-confidence is back. So, what then is the problem? I will tell you. What has gone really awry is how I feel about my husband. He has started being nice all over again, but I really hate him now. Oh, yeah. I never knew he could be such a fickle man. The kids want me to let bygones be bygones, but he let me down when I needed him the most. People will always let you down when you need them the most.
Yes.
I think it's the best attitude to have in life.
Attitude of letting people down.
No. Okay. Of expecting to be let down.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I will never forget my famous political leader, Fatshola, who says that may whatever not be tested, may our faith not be tested. So I think is once you have that expectation, I think she should put it behind her. Anybody can let you down, as a child, your parents can let you down. And as a child and as a parent, your children can let you down, your husband can let you down, your wife can let you down. Do you believe that?
Yes, I believe anybody.
So
can.
So as they are sitting down with me now, as we're sitting down here now, you think I can let you down?
Yes.
That is true. If somebody walks in with a gun, I would go under the table before I think of where to put you. But she can't seem to get over it. What I suspect is that it wasn't just this. Something else must have come in between them before this one then surfaced. I think it's more of the woman that she had down the a few streets away. Does it matter how many streets away a woman, where a husband goes hunting for a date, for an affair? Does the distance matter? It does, because like you do find some Yoruba men say, Musafun Etona, what is it? We live in Obalende. I went all the way to Worosoki to get a babe. I mean, I've done the needful. You hear that a lot from men, don't you know?
Yes.
How do you know? How many men have told you that?
No, not me. We watch
but you said
movies.
Yes.
We watch it in movies, so you hear them.
It's not,
say
I didn't say
that.
Movies. No. You can't escape that.
No, so why can't you come and stand in front of me and tell me you went couple of... Please, don't even
if,
try it.
The man, if you live in Igbo Efon, and the man and the babe, you live in Igbo Efon, and the babe lives in Makoko.
So you left all the way to Makoko.
So if you have one there... So it's better if you
like your offense is so great. You first left me all the way here, then you go all the way down to Makoko. The traffic, the fuel you are burning. No. Otishe. There's no so two ways about it.
So any prospective husband of this fine babe, she's a fine babe. Any go to YouTube, you see. Any of fine babe should please make sure that if you marry her, if you can, if it's in Yaba, you get a house. Make sure that if it's in Alagomeji. Make sure that if you are going to do anything, I have to wrap up. We're going to take a short break. It's the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu, brought to you by Amstel Water. And Precious Yabo is here. We're going to take a short break. And is that what?
Yeah, she's laughing so hard.
She's laughing so hard. Yeah, she's having fun. We'll be right back. Ido, Precious Yabo Ido, whose surname we hope will change very soon. Our lines are open. You can call 0700-993-993-993. And shamefully again, I want to read out the alternate number. I have to read it. 014-6571. I don't know why that number can't stick in my head. I don't know what it is. So our lines are open. If you make a call now, I'd be glad to pick it. But then we'll move on to the next one. So she should sack the man.
She should what?
She should sack the guy.
Her husband?
No. Oh, we've left that one. But how can she... Can you decide to, how does love work? Do you decide to love people? Can she decide to love him back? When you say let bygones be bygones, isn't it easier said than done?
Exactly. Like,
I mean, it's not as if you take an eraser or a
tipex. It's easy for the children
tipex.
To just say the mom should let it go, but she's the one who knows what she actually went through, because it's not everything the guy did to her that she was going to tell the children.
Which Ayo? You know him?
Okay.
Who is speaking?
Are you calling from Ijaniki?
Do you know Sheriff?
No.
he just said to me. He just said to me. Ayo is on the line, as if Ayo is. Don't you know Ayo? Ayo is on the line. Anyway, yes. All the way from Ijaniki. You see now.
Coincidentally, we have stayed together for a long time on the radio from Port Harcourt to.
Oh wow!
You see now. I knew there was something. Okay, Ayo, please go on.
I want to ask Yabo some questions.
No, you can only ask one. We have only 1 minute. What happened?
It's okay. If she happens to be a Muslim, will she have stick to the issue of only me and my husband alone?
Okay, thank you. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I did.
Are you a Muslim? You don't mind if I ask.
No,
I am Muslim or a Christian?
I'm a Christian.
And so the question doesn't hold, you know, if you were a Muslim, you would have...
If I was, it's a different case. But not that
so
I'm
somebody
not.
Like you will insist on going to the registry. You won't want to do...
Actually do everything we have to do. We'll sign all the papers that need to be signed. Not taking chances.
That's no guarantee. That's no guarantee. Okay. This is a bad one. Vanessa says that drugs turned him into a monster. I've been involved with my current boyfriend for years. Okay? He was such a charming and generous man that I didn't hesitate giving him the key to my flat. What has his being generous got to do with key to the flat?
Right.
Is there a correlation between the two?
It's supposed to be like more of the other way around.
Yeah. So what does he need the key to the flat for? But I know another person who is listening right now that will be saying that I hope Jimmy will make an example of this issue of key and flats. Don't worry, ma. I won't mention it. She will freeze where she is. But anyway, because the guy is generous, she didn't hesitate giving him the key to the flat. Then he started dabbling into drugs and things took a dramatic turn. A few months back, he borrowed a digital camera but said it was stolen. That happens a lot. Once they get on drugs, you know, they begin to pilfer. You know, all kinds of things happen. We experience a lot of these. Some of our friends who've gone that way to steal wall clocks, anything. Some even go look in the compound. Nobody is around. They'll about sell anything, wife's trinkets, mother's trinkets, and so on and so forth. Anyway, since then, he's borrowed a few things, you know. And the last straw was when an expensive gold bracelet got missing. Where could he have kept it? He was just three somewhere. I'm sure he must have flung some of my things to pay for his drug habit. So what's the problem? In the past, I've parted with large sums of money whenever he promised to change. But as things are, he's on the path of destruction, running up debts. He has no means of paying, only to be back full of tears and apologies and making false promises that it won't happen again. I'm really fed up with him, but don't know what to do next. What do you think he should do? Let me see how you take it.
Most times, I don't know how people behave, because you can't tell me that we've been dating and you suddenly started taking drugs. You should have seen signs of these things before.
No. Some people pick up. This is a warning to young people. Don't even experiment.
No, that's what I'm trying to say.
No, because you see, sometimes it could start from an innocent experiment. Even as adults, sometimes, especially like you go to a club, you go to Landis, they give you that, you know, it happens. It happens even to adults. They pick it up at the latter part of their lives. So from what she said, maybe he just had just started taking whatever it is. What I would tell her though is a harsh reality.
Okay.
If you stay with this guy, it's going to bring you down with him.
Definitely.
Yes, unless he's... And you see, you can't advise such people to go for rehabilitation. It has to come from inside them. What would you do? Would you sack him?
The truth is, when you started taking my stuff and I knew you were selling them to pay for your debt and the likes of it, I would have changed my luck for a start.
Can't you ask for your key? Oju wadling on now. You have very strong.
Even if you give me the key, I'm sure this guy has not made another copy of the key.
Hey, but you take your key first.
Even if I collect it, it doesn't change anything.
But you can't. But you can't.
If you want to take your key from someone like that, it's still going to cause little issues between you both. We might like little you guys
okay.
fight.
After you have done another lock, but he can still come to your house.
I won't be available. I won't.
That is
you
not the question
me.
I asked you. Can he still come to your house?
That's what I'm saying. That you won't even be. You won't meet me at home. So
will
there's no point coming.
Will
you
can he come? Can he come?
Come to your
if
house.
He knows that he's going to meet you. Can he?
Okay. If I'm at home, if I'm at home, you can come.
Yes.
But I'll leave my key.
But I am
so
now
you come
saying,
and pick
I am now saying,
when you want.
I am now saying that if you are wise, you tell him not. You just break up with him, unless he's ready to go for rehabilitation.
Is that how easy it is to break
because
up with people who do things like this?
Why not? What's he going to do to you?
These people seem like very wild set of people.
No. Not all the time. Don't get fixated on that. There are some people who are not on drugs that are 10 times more dangerous. So your best bet is to cut him off. Your best bet is to cut him off. Alert your security people.
And even while you're breaking up, change your key now.
What is all this? What is all this emphasis on key?
Because why did you even give me a key in the first place? Then you saw everything happening. Are you
so the advice to
if
women,
you see a rat coming into your house, what are you going to do first? Are you not going to look for where it came in from?
No, I will run.
You not just wait for it. You run for rats. Why will you run because of it? You have to block where it's coming in from.
I can't stand that.
Some of us will run for cockroaches.
Yes.
Let alone rat. So yeah.
Mame honey, if as I'm sitting down here, if I see a rat, have you seen the rats in Suleri? It's in Suleri I saw a rat chasing a cat. There are some rats that are big, you do H, they'll keep looking at you. Mame honey.
No kidding. They will just stay there and be looking at you.
Can you do if I see a rat?
But okay, if you run, by the time you come back, you have to look for where this thing came in from now.
Come back where?
Okay, now that we heard snakes are coming in, what are people doing? Are they not looking for preventive measures?
Why do you want to frighten? Stop frightening me now. What
are they
not
looking for ways to put this thing away?
Have I offended you?
What are going to do? If something is coming in this way, block that entrance. Block it.
I will die on your neck here now. But you see, it's good to be decisive with such people. Trust me. You have to be decisive and you have to be bold.
And I think it's not easy.
It's not easy.
After how many years of relationship, just like that?
No, if you don't do it, you will go down with him. Unless he is ready to be rehabilitated. If he comes and says, look, come and take me, you know.
But she said he's back and he's remorseful. And
she didn't say that he's ready to be rehabilitated.
She didn't talk about rehabilitation, but she said he was sorry.
They're always sorry. You haven't heard the stories they will tell you. Jesus. Sorry. I'm not sorry. Apologies. You haven't heard the kind of stories these people will tell you. Run, like Fela would say. Run 440, like we'll see way back in the 60s. It's better just let them go. Okay? They could do all kinds of sub-stories. If you don't steal yourself up, as in steal yourself, harden yourself, if need be, get a police order against him. Do you want the police to come to your house one day?
To come and do it.
Say they want to conduct a search and find something like that behind your wardrobe. You know, there's a correlation between drugs and the underworld. There's a slight correlation. So you need to be very, very careful. Once you have a partner, you get almost a confirmation that is on it, and he's not ready for rehab. Ronald. Do we have anybody who... look at our lines, man. Wow. Oh, yeah, let me pick the calls one by one. Yes, hello, good morning.
Hello, Daddy, Mr. Jimmy. Good morning, sir.
Morning, ma.
This is Lizzie.
Morning, Madam Lizzie. How are you today?
I'm fine. And you, sir?
I do now. Let me read this, please.
I thank God for this thing you are saying. That don't just wait. Run. Dad. I'm experienced one thing with the husband I married. I became a widow at 32.
Wow.
I have a series of twins. And since then, I said, no, I'm not going to remarry. But you know, with the pressure, I marry a pastor.
Wow.
But Dad, what I'm going through, I've tried to commit suicide because I cannot just fix it out. Daddy, I can't fix it out.
Oh, my God.
Even with my challenges, this man, he has a stolen heart. And exactly what you are saying, that we should run. I've been looking at it and looking at my challenges. Where am I running to? And I keep enduring it. And it's like more fire on me. I can't believe it.
Okay.
This is not drug. This is not. This man is not on drug. He's a father of four girls. I'm just 41 years last month. He's 58 years, but there's no mercy.
Okay.
But if you're saying he will change, change your key, this is not. Run. That is it. I'm looking the way to end my life because
I can't fix it.
I can't fix it, Daddy Jimmy. Please. I can't fix it as an orphan, as a visually impaired person. I can't just fix it.
Madam, just stay on the line. We are going to call you later. What I'm going to do, we're going to call you, we're going to link you up with the Lagos State domestic violence, whatever, Mrs. Vavadeni. I'm going to link you up with that. So stay on the line. I'm going to talk to you after this program. Philip, quickly run and get her number. We'll call you. Don't commit suicide. Don't do anything like that, please. I beg of you, okay? I'm glad you've been able. Hello, are you listening? They're getting her number right now. Okay, so we'll continue. But just in case she's listening, just stay on the line. I'm glad you've reached out to us. We will try and link you up with the Lagos State for them to quickly move in and evacuate you if need be. For others who are hearing this kind of story, remember that the Lagos State has a very robust program and facility for things like this. And you need to take advantage of it. If there's anything you're going to give this state credit for, is for provision of what, you know, facilities that can help you get out of things like this. So we'll try and get her name and whatever. We'll try and call her on the line and see. Then she mentioned something. She said the guy is a pastor. I think these days you can use any appellation with your name.
You can call yourself anything.
Dr. Disu. I've seen people who are Mr. one day, the next day they are professor, they are doctor, all kinds of things. I think you need to look. You were moved by that woman, right? Yes, so yeah. Was I. I think you need to move beyond titles and be very, 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 very careful. Can I take another call, please? Oof, that was a tough one. Just took all the wind out of myself. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Morning, ma. Who's calling?
My name is Anne. I'm calling from Makoko.
You're calling from Makoko?
Yeah.
Your name is
Anne.
Anne, okay.
Yes. So, I want to talk about the woman that her husband, because she was not feeding him with the best dish and went to get another woman.
Yes, yes, yes.
So, in the first place, that woman, she's the one feeding the man. First. Then, because she couldn't keep up because of her job, she lost her job, then he has to go and look for another woman, another mugu, that will be feeding him the best dish. Now that the woman is back, that she has gotten another job, now he wants to come back and start saying that he is sorry, this and that. If I were that woman, I would not take him back.
He didn't go.
He can still be married, though, but I will never feed him such dishes again. He will have to eat that one that made him to leave me in the first place, because this kind of person...
He didn't leave her.
I did not say he left her. He was having an affair because she was not giving him...
He wasn't... I don't think... madam, don't mind this story. So he wasn't having an affair because of the meat that they were giving him at home. He was having an affair because he wanted to have an affair.
Definitely. Like,
Abby, precious.
Well, exactly my thought. Because you can't. If it was because of food, you could easily buy food.
Yes, now. Most men have their lunch. Their lunches.
Is that Jimmy?
Yes.
She said that when she asked him, he said that because she was not feeding him the kind of food she was feeding him before. That was why. He didn't say that.
What he just complained about the food. But it's all right. I mean, point noted. So many calls coming in. If you don't mind, let me take one or two. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Morning, sir.
Yes, sir. I'm discussing Dear Bumi today. I think my name is Kyle Demogaji.
Yeah, go on, quickly.
Yeah, Uncle Jimmy. The last lady that called is quite unfortunate, but there are a lot of situations like that going on now.
Yes,
and
yes.
Like you said, the Lagos State should be reached out to. But Uncle Jimmy, let me also say this, that the Lagos State need to step up their game. Some years ago, we actually gave them props for the way that department has been run, but we are getting a lot of complaints now from that department. A lot of people have been turned down. So I got trained as an advocate for gender-based violence, and people have been running, and they've been complaining about that department, especially at Alausa now. So please let them step up.
Well, they might need to step up the game, but the honest to God truth is that they are under a lot of pressure. I can imagine, given the current times we are in, they'll be having close to matters like this almost tenfold.
That's right.
So we need to keep giving them the credit for what they're doing.
Was the credit, which I completely agree, but let's, because each person that gets turned down might also turn about 100 people.
There's something called capacity.
True.
Maybe what we should be telling them, rather than step up the game, is to increase the capacity. Have more people. The times we are in gives birth to things like this.
Uncle Jimmy, they should have volunteers. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like I said.
But they do have volunteer lawyers, though.
No, I know, but they are gender-based violence advocates that they were trained. You understand what I'm saying? And believe me, lots of them are very, very, very ready to be part of this.
Well, I don't think if you walked up to them, they would turn you down, really. I don't think so.
Okay, I'll report back, sir. I would try.
Please report back, yes. I think if there's anybody out there, I mean, I help them in my own capacity. I don't even need to. I help them in my own capacity. I'm one of very strong advocates for this. At the slightest opportunity, I like to highlight what they're doing. But the numbers, I'm sure, would be mind-boggling. The people we probably need to appeal to generally are the women who make the first initial contact and never go back. I've heard of something like that. They make the first contact, then you start protecting the guy, you know. And there are loads of single mothers out there whose men kick them about. He spends every evening at Yakonfor's beer parlor, but refuses to pay school fees. Okay, let's take you to Lagos State where they'll help you. Listen, the women, you know, they tend to keep back again. But we'll see how that. That's something for another discussion or another day. Let's take another caller. We're almost done. Hello.
Hello, Uncle Jimmy. Good morning, sir.
Morning.
Well done, sir. My name is Atimoti. I'm calling from Igimo.
Yes, ma'am.
I want to corroborate what this last caller just said now concerning Lagos State government funding people down.
Mm.
There was a time I went to complain. I was having the same problem for my ex.
Yes.
He abandoned me with 4 kids.
Wow.
So I went to Lagos State. Alausa.
Mm-hmm.
They said they have a unit at DCGI that I should complain there. From there, they'll bring the case down to Alausa back. I said, okay. When I got there, I complained. I told them, I said, I know where he was staying. They told me that the three of their men will go to their address with me. But I'll be the one responsible to take care of them throughout that stay. And I was in Lagos. I'm in Lagos, right? There. He was at Ibadan. So they said that three of their people will go with me. The transport, the feeding for that day, I will be the one responsible for it. I have the number of the man with me. Yeah, that was in 2011 when I got there. I was carrying my baby 6 months. I'm not saying that I came here to report to you guys that my husband abandoned me with 4 kids. Look at the small baby I'm carrying.
You're saying this incident happened in 2011.
I was frustrated I left them.
You're saying this incident happened in 2011?
Yes, sir.
That's 10 years ago. I mean, it might not be the same now.
2011. We survived it, though. But I'm just saying it so that you should know that this thing is really happening. Sometimes they will just give you terms, conditions that you won't be able to meet up with. And you have to leave. You're on your own.
Mm.
It happens.
Oh, okay. You know what I will do? I'll have to go and bring one of the officials here. Okay? I'll do that for you. I'll bring one of the officials here,
right,
so we can have, yes, and you can ask all the questions that need to be asked. Did you want some final word before we go? Because we have to go any minute from now.
I already became weak based on...
You became?
I became weak based on...
Based on that woman something. Yeah, cold. I see all...
Yes,
your face has disappeared. Even the lipstick you put on, I don't know where it's going. What did you do? Did you lick it? He didn't lick the lipstick. I know. Even him, you know, he kept pressing the same button on his phone. That's a sign of, I was reading what he was doing. I kept pressing. What? Let's take a final caller since we have just about 5 minutes to go. Hello, good morning. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello, yes, morning.
Good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Yes.
Wow, my name is Ayo. This is the first time I'll be speaking with you.
Yes, thank you very much, sir.
Yes, sir. On the issue of Lagos State, like the callers have said, in actual fact, capacity is one issue. Because most of the people that I know that have gone there to complain, they couldn't really resolve the issue between the husband and wife. And at the end of the day, they are left to go on their ways without resolving the issue.
Mm.
I've seen cases like that, even in my environment. And again, this issue of husband and wife, you know, having issue and all that, is men are also suffering in this days.
Hmm.
Yes. It's just that men do talk.
Hmm.
Yes. Men are also suffering it. Hmm. There are places where men have been treated unfairly and all that. Even when they provide the money, provide everything, they are not cared for. So that men don't talk about these things.
Is that
we
right?
We are also experiencing it.
Thank you, sir. Is that right?
Yes. Like, men give themselves the fact that I'm the man, I have to be strong. But for how long do you want to do this? Like, for how long?
Mm. Some women are stronger than even physically. I remember in the 60s, we had a neighbor Mama, I want no deck me to sit on top of him and beat the living daylights out of him. Because in any case, the mango don't correct for night. When he's coming like this, you will know that a locomotive is coming, cigarette in hand, and he would walk like that. So as soon as he comes in dead drunk, the wife is waiting for him. Well, thank you very much, precious Yabo. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Sorry you got a bit of a downer halfway through. It was a very pathetic thing, and I need to console my friend too. What peace offering can we give him now? You know, he's upset.
I'll be fine.
You'll be fine.
I'll be fine. But by the way, if I may chip this in,
yes.
You know Olumide now.
Who's Olumide?
Olumide.
Yes.
It still deals with, you know, issues.
Oh, so
like
we should refer this case to Olumide.
I've already told him about it.
Just now?
Yes.
Oh, God bless you. Was the button you were pressing.
Yes.
So what you were pressing, instead of it was you are trying to write Olumide. So you are stammering with your finger. So, okay, so we passed it on to him.
Yes, so his show deals with all of these.
Beautiful. God bless you.
Every Saturday.
Because of this nice thing that you have done.
Yeah.
Ah.
Give me your PJ Cruiser, that's all.
It's gone. FJ Cruiser, it's gone.
Your FJ Cruiser is gone.
It's gone.
Okay, I'll take the... What? What's that?
You want...
No. Oh my God.
If you want to watch it on YouTube, you miss this one. So you don't want. Precious, thank you very, very much. Thank you very, very much. I'm glad we partially solved the woman's problem because Olumide, whose program comes up every Saturday at 8.
At 7.
We'll deal with the. Is it 7 or 8? It comes up at 8.
7 to 9.
Oh, 7 to 9.
Yes.
So Olumide will handle it. Madam, if you are listening, Ms. Olumide will get in touch with you, okay? This is where we end it today. We'll be back again tomorrow. Tomorrow, I'm going to make a phone call through to Dr. Ayeni to give us a rundown on this new COVID variant and how to handle it. We'll do that for about 30 minutes and then look at other issues. On Friday, I'm coming with my classmates, 50 years since we left school. I want you to come and see how four old men with reminiscence about the things that they did in school, the pranks and so on and so forth. And then we'll make a phone call to the fifth person who, from the way he talks, you'll know why we put the call through to him. So Friday will just be a fun day for all. The tickets are here any minute from now. And see you tomorrow at 9. One more time, Precious. Thank you very much. And I appreciate what you have done, Sheriff. God bless you. See you all tomorrow at 9.
Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.